Freedom Guns is your local gun store for the Rockledge Cocoa area in Brevard County, Florida. Stop in and meet Mike and the gang and see the great deals they have on long guns, handguns, accessories, ammunition, AR build kits, and Liberty safes that come with free delivery and installation. They're located at 1255 Florida Avenue, just north of Rockledge High School. For more information, check them out at freedom-guns.com. Tell them you heard about them on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast.
The Shooting Straight Radio podcast is proudly sponsored in part by The Gun Sight in Merritt Island, with a 9-lane, 25-yard indoor shooting range, handgun and machine gun rentals, a fully stocked gun store with plenty of long guns, handguns, ammunition, and accessories to choose from. They're your one-stop shop in Merritt Island for all things necessary to responsibly exercise your Second Amendment right. Check them out at gunsightrange.com or stop by in person at 125 South Banana River Drive. And make sure you tell them that you heard about the Gun Sight on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast.
Well, you heard Mr. Maynor. He said it twice. Let's go. We are locked and loaded on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. This is the program all about firearms, the Second Amendment, and all things pertaining thereto. I am Royce, your host, still pouring it to you from both barrels with 100% felt recoil and no suppressor at all. Hey, if you're having hearing issues, go see my friends out at Ear Care of Melbourne, 7777 North Wickham Road in Melbourne, North Melbourne, that is, in Brevard County, Florida. Make sure you tell Glenn and his wife out there that you heard about them on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. A lot of things going on in the news, Second Amendment-wise, right now. Let's see here. South Carolina recently became the 26th or 27th constitutional carry state. Good for them. That's good. That's one less bastion of communism, I should say, that we have to worry about. It's good that states are starting to go back towards the Constitution, especially with all of the anti-constitutional action being brought against all of our rights by the Democrat Communist Party. And Colorado just passed an assault weapons ban in their state house, and they also outlawed 9mm semi-automatic guns with threaded barrels, as if a threaded barrel makes a firearm more lethal. Yeah, I guess you could shoot faster with a threaded barrel or what? More accurately with a threaded barrel? A threaded barrel is no different than any other barrel. It's only threaded to attach a suppressor to it. Yes, something that dampens the report so you don't lose your freaking hearing when you're turning it loose. Yeah, I know. You should wear hearing protection. Well, if you know anything about suppressors, you should still wear hearing protection. They don't exactly dampen the shot to a whisper. So, that being said, Colorado is now pushing for their assault weapons ban. They're trying to join California really bad. I guess they want to Californicate their own state up really bad and make it just like all the other communist-occupied territories. Now, a quick update from last week when I talked about, not last week, well, I guess it was last week. It was last Wednesday or Thursday that the program came out about the murder of Mr. Malinowski by a bunch of thugs wearing badges and the letters ATF on their uniforms. I think I tore into them pretty good, but there's just still some things that we need to consider here. And I want you to really, you know, just do the deep dive in your thinking as we talk about this, because we're talking about a man who was not a danger. He was not a danger. He was nowhere near as dangerous as the agents who came in and kicked his door in and killed him. He wasn't funneling guns to Mexican drug cartels like maybe some of those agents were involved in. I don't know if they were or not, but the ATF itself was, and that's bad enough for me. And as far as I'm concerned, you're all complicit. There you go. Yeah, you're welcome. And this man was not a threat to society. They claimed that they had found some of his guns at crime scenes. Well, if that's the case, did you not trace them back to him? Did you not put out a trace request with him? I mean, because they are able to trace the gun from all the way to the retailer and then to the buyer itself, the end user. They could have done that. I'd like to see the reports on that. There's a lot of information missing here. I got the feeling that if they approached Mr. Malinowski and said, "Sir, we found some of your guns showing up at crime scenes." And by the way, that happens even for the reputable dealer that I work with. Matter of fact, all of the people that support this program, all of the gun shops especially, they have also had some of their guns trace requested back to them too. It happens. Guns get stolen, they get sold on the underground market, it freaking happens. But what I want to know is if they came to him and said, "Sir, this gun that you sold showed up at a crime scene, who did you sell it to?" Because that is the probing question. That is what they will ask you. Who did you sell this gun to? All right? If there was an issue at that time, don't you think they would have said something to him to the effect of, "Mr. Malinowski, you must become a licensed dealer if you wish to continue plying your hobby"? Don't you think they would have said that? Oh, I know they would have said it. So it's really infuriating to think that during the search of this man's home and the aftermath of all this too, there's just some evil crap that they did to this family. I mean, while they were searching his home, and while his traumatized wife, who had moments before seen her husband shot in the face by ATF thugs, while she was being forced to hold her bladder for 5 hours while shivering in 34-degree weather in the back of a squad car, wearing only her thin night clothes, the murderers that had just killed her husband were busy stealing. Yes, they were inside stealing from a dead man. They were stealing the coins he collected. What jurisdiction did they have over the coins? None at all. They were stealing the coins he collected. They were stealing all of his firearms and even his tax returns and other private items. Why? Because I don't know if you realize this, that's just what the ATF does. They steal. They've done it to multiple dealers. They did it recently to another home dealer. They took all of his guns. They had no right to confiscate them, but they did anyway, claiming they were evidence. Bull fertilizer. They're in some ATF agent's personal safe at their house right now. That's where they're at. These people think they have the right to plunder and loot when they come in and terrorize a family or kill one of the family members. They think they have the right to the spoils of war. That's pretty much how they think. How can they claim that the coins were part of their alleged unlicensed gun dealer investigation of their victim? How can they say his tax returns were of interest? By the way, if they did know that he was a coin dealer, then there's also proof that they also knew the guns he sold were his hobby. If they're taking the coins because they were connected to his hobby, then they dadgum well knew that this was a hobby and he was not in the business to make a profit primarily. It was a hobby. He bought, he sold, he traded. Therefore, his actions were not criminal, but their actions certainly were. Again, I'm going to remind you, there's nothing listed on the warrant, according to his attorney, that charges him with unlicensed gun dealing. You know, it's almost like a couple of these ATF thugs scoped out his coin collection at a gun show, made a controlled buy, and said, yep, we're going to get us a nice coin collection. Oh, come on, Royce, you can't prove that. No, I can't, definitively. But I can prove that these people are above the law, or think they are anyway. They've never been held to account for their actions, and they think they can keep doing whatever the heck they want. They can plunder your home after they come into it, kick the door in, terrorize your whole family, treat you with great indignity and abuse, and then they think they have right to anything in your home that they, that strikes their fancy. Let me tell you something. Just like all criminals, these badged-up criminals think they're above the law because they've never been held to account. Just like the criminals and the thugs in New York City and politicians on Capitol Hill, they have not been held to account and therefore think they can do whatever the heck they please. This is their mindset. That's exactly their mindset. They could have approached him and said, hey, buddy, with the sales volumes we're noticing that you've been doing, and we made a controlled buy on you, we need to inform you that you need to cease and desist until you get an FFL, okay? No more gun sales. Do you not think this man, as he's been described by his family and his attorney, would have said, whoa, whoa, sorry, man, I didn't know I was crossing any lines here. Okay, no problem. I'll get the license. What do I need to do? Show me how to go. Okay, great. I'll take care of that. Yet, why was it so necessary to show up with 10 carloads of agents? Just assuming two agents per car, and these were marked cars. They had the lights on top and everything. And they could have turned those on while they were out there in the front yard and got on a bullhorn and said, Mr. Brian Malinowski, we have a warrant for your arrest. Please exit your home with your hands up. Why couldn't they do that? And with the blue and reds flashing in the background, he'd have known that it was a police force and not home invaders kicking his freaking door in. Well, actually, they were home invaders. And I think they were after his coins to a certain degree. Yeah, they didn't do that. They didn't say, hey, man, you need to get a license or you need to cease and desist. No. They decided to play Rambo instead and prove their sociopathic tendencies by doing exactly what they did. You know, it's funny how this incident dovetails nicely with the recent illegal action by the Justice Department and the ATF with this new rule change where they have redefined engaged in the business. They didn't redefine it. They shaped the wording to agree with Joe Biden's position on firearms. That's all they did. That makes these people even more dangerous. These people are absolutely dangerous. They're more dangerous to you than street thugs. Because these guys have badges and arrest powers, and therefore they think they can kill any freaking American they want to, and they'll never have to answer for it. And sadly, it's because there's a long track record of them never being held to account. So the reports about the incident say that the agents shot Malinowski in the face with a carbine at least once. He hung on as long as he could. I think it was like 2 days in the hospital, and then he succumbed to his wounds. You know what's worse than that? The ATF refused to release his body. Yes, they refused to release it right away. So when they finally did release it back to the family, it had deteriorated to the point that the family was not able to donate his organs, which were his wishes. As a matter of fact, I think his driver's license stated himself as an organ donor. So not only did they kill this man, they made it hard for other people waiting for organs that he might have been able to benefit. You people are scum. You agents, you ATF agents out there. Yes, I know I had Mr. Forcelli on, and I do like him a lot. I hold him in high regard. He saw things wrong, and he got the heck out, and he blew the whistle. There's too many of you left in there, and according to Mr. Forcelli, there's many of you who are very pro-Second Amendment. I want to know when you're going to stand up and say something like Mr. Peter Forcelli did and put himself on the line. When are you going to do it? How can you cowards sit there and see something like this? You watch your fellow agents murder a man, and you say nothing. You know what they did was wrong. They didn't have to go in the way they did. The indignities that were inflicted upon this family by their government are unimaginable, especially in an allegedly free republic. Now, with all that in mind, I got to ask you a very serious question, and an obvious question. Who are they going to kill next? You? Me? My family? Because the wording on this new rule change makes it's pretty ambiguous, and they can interpret your actions any way they want. By the way, if they have the power over the English language to redefine simple definitions and phrases, oh, then they can be as, you know, subjective as they want in inflicting their force and their power against you. And they love to use their tactical teams and their force. They're constantly itching for a fight. That's what they were doing right before Waco. And then they got a fight. I only wish the Branch Davidians had not agreed to the ceasefire out on that front yard of that compound that day. I wish they'd kept pouring it to them. Oh, Royce, come on, man. You're talking about federal agents. No, I'm talking about murderers with badges. Scumbag criminals with badges and federal arrest powers. That's what I'm talking about. Don't whitewash them. That badge doesn't sanctify anybody. Neither do the letters ATF. Reflect on the thinking required to cause someone to arrive at the conclusion that they can kill any American citizens they want with absolute impunity, because they think they can. You understand that, right? They really believe that they can, because they know they'll never be held to account. You know why that? You know why they know that? Because they never have. Especially on this new rule change, yes, which is nothing more than the issuing forth of a it's an edict that has the force of law, allegedly, and I say no, it sure as heck doesn't. We're not required to obey this crap. We're not required to accept infringements, especially when they're infringements that circumvent our constitutional process, that circumvent Congress, circumvent the legislature. They don't have the right to do that. We, on the other hand, have the right to totally ignore it, and we also have a right to defend ourselves against any aggression that they decide to levy against us in enforcing unconstitutional laws. So, they will definitely do it. They've never been held to account. They know it. They won't be held to account on this rule change that they've already enforced with deadly force against Mr. Malinowski, because what would they charge him with? Well, they claimed that he was an unlicensed dealer, but that somehow didn't make it into the warrant. People, there's something stinky about this. I just had that epiphany when, as I began talking about it. What if they simply just wanted his coin collection and his gun collection? Killing him wouldn't matter at all. Nope. Abusing his poor wife in the process wouldn't matter at all. These people are just as ruthless as the average street thug. What's scary, though, is they have the force of law. When we come back after this brief commercial timeout, we're going to look at a quote from Mr. Peter Forcelli, who I referenced just a few minutes ago. He has something to say about this new rule change regarding who and who isn't engaged in the business. Because according to some of these agents and also other people really diving deep into this rule change, if you so much as sell one of your guns, they could charge you with being an unlicensed dealer. Oh, matter of fact, that gives them the right to do to you just what they did to Mr. Malinowski, too. According to them, of course. Be right back with more Shooting Straight.
The Police Hall of Fame and the United States Law Enforcement Foundation, where bold vision and hope align to create a better tomorrow for all law enforcement and the communities they serve by strong advocacy, hard and soft skills training and education, and their many programs of compassion. To learn more, please go to uslef.org or aphf.org.
Sicario's Gun Shop, buy, sell, or trade firearms. Purchase Class 3 NFA items, custom builds, gunsmithing, and cleaning. Liberty Gun Safes. Sicario's Gun Shop fully supports our military and law enforcement. Visit online at sicariosgunshop.com or in person at 5325 North Wickham Road, Suite 105 in Melbourne, Florida.
Sicario's, where you come first for your second.
Welcome back to the program. We've been looking at the aftermath of the murder of Mr. Malinowski in Arkansas, in Little Rock, murdered by the ATF, and I'm starting to think maybe it was because they wanted his coin collection. I don't think they went there with the intention of killing him, but it was certainly convenient enough when he, not recognizing who they were, apparently they didn't announce themselves as they were supposed to, and he stepped out with a firearm in his hand to defend himself and his family as any God-fearing, red-blooded American would do. You come to my house, kick my door in, and I hear the noise and the thumping and the yelling and everything. I'm not going to be able to discern who's yelling what. And someone's going to eat some lead. I just hope I get more of them than they get of me. Royce, you're talking about actively resist. No, I'm talking about defending myself against a perceived threat, which is exactly what Mr. Malinowski was doing. So we're now looking at this rule change by the Alpha Tango Foxtrot. Not only are they lawless in the sense that they think they can kill any American and they'll get away with it, but they're also lawless to the extent that they now think that they are a lawmaking body. Yes, they really do believe that. They believe that they can issue forth edicts that have the force of law. People, if you don't know what tyranny looks like, this is it. Take a hard look at it. These people are actively waging warfare against not only you and me and our rights. They're actively waging warfare against the United States of America. They're waging warfare against the Second Amendment, and that is an act of treason because it violates the security of the free state. So now they're talking about, well, if you sell so much as one of your guns, you're engaged in the business. Oh, you going to Malinowski him, huh? Because he sold a gun? Mr. Peter Forcelli, whom you heard on the program several episodes back, who was one of the whistleblowers on the Fast and Furious debacle as an agent himself, he made a statement, and he said, look, I have several firearms of my own. If I decide I don't like one of them, or if I come upon hard financial times and had to sell one here and sell one there, I'm not engaged in the business. So there are so many things about this that really bother me. And it's just one more example of this current ATF director, who I heard is a nice man, never met him in full disclosure, who is being misguided by folks at the White House who have some very strong opinions about firearms, or against firearms, I'm sorry. Not even against criminal conduct, as we've seen around the country, but against the firearm itself, and it offends me. I don't know how else to describe it. No, I don't either, other than a willful act of treasonous aggression against the American people and their rights, Mr. Fraselli. That's one of the main problems with this new rule, is that what they came up with was even more vague than the old rule that was defining who was and was not engaged in the business. There's only one reason that they make laws so vague. It's so they can make them pliable to meet their needs to go after somebody. That's exactly what this is. And once the federal government is in your house and in your bank account and in your life, you will do anything to get them out, and you might even plead guilty to something you didn't do. And they know it. They've done it plenty of times before. Mr. Fraselli continued. He said, I never liked that engaged in the business statute because it was open to interpretation even back then. He said that firearms trafficking statute should have been replaced, or should have replaced, the engaged in the business, which was already too open to interpretation. Look, if you're selling guns to gangbangers, cartels, bank robbers, knowing that they're going to go out there and commit violent crimes, or you're being shady yourself, then you should be held accountable for your actions. Yeah, especially when the ATF does it. Amen. They should be held accountable for their actions. Well, amen, Peter. Amen to that. I appreciate you sticking up for that. You, of all people, have an intimate look into the minds of these ATF people. I dare say, sir, you might not really know some of them as well as you might think, because I do think a lot of them are nothing but thieves and murderers with badges. I really do. And I think it's become more apparent. I think when everything about this Malinowski deal comes to light, this thing is going to stink just as bad as Randy Weaver, and just as bad as Waco, and just as bad as every other thing the ATF has done, including killing 10,000 Americans with poisoned alcohol back during Prohibition. You're welcome. So it's kind of galling to me when you got senators and congressmen who voted for the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which allegedly, no it didn't, which allegedly authorized the ATF to make this new rule change. No, it didn't. But when you got people like John Cornyn placing objections towards the ATF rule on gun sales, that's a little bit too little and too late for me, John. You're the one that shoved that pile of infringements down our throats and up our posterior ends. We got it coming and going, man. And you did it. An alleged Republican. You gave away rights. Now, we have every right to take them back. That's for dadgum sure. But again, we're talking about an agency that thinks it can change plain meanings and plain definitions, and that's what they have done again. Now, some of you have asked me, a matter of fact, I got an email this afternoon, I think, what are we going to do about this? And another one said, well, how are they going to enforce it? And my answer to them was, through their typical ATF terrorism tactics, which began with their murder of Brian Malinowski. That's how they'll try to enforce it. I still don't think it's any coincidence that this happened right before this rule change. I really don't. Again, I'm not saying they went there to murder him, but they certainly laid the stage for it to happen. And all, it's so coincidentally timed. Now, I want to ask you something. Since when are we Americans required to accept and obey and comply with unconstitutional laws and rule changes from rogue agencies. Since when? Nowhere in the Constitution or in any of the writings of the founders is any such thing mentioned. You show me where it's written anywhere that we're required to just comply with these infringements and then just hope the courts will set things straight, huh? And what happens if the courts wrongly confirm the infringements as unconstitutional, you know, like has already happened on thousands of occasions thus far here in America? Show me where the people are just simply stuck with the infringement and we have to comply because a court said that it was constitutional. Since when are we supposed to do that? You do realize that we, the people, are the masters, the rightful masters of both the courts and the Constitution. Those words came right from the mouth of our 16th president, Mr. Abraham Lincoln. And he said, not for the purpose of overthrowing the Constitution, but for overthrowing those who would pervert the Constitution. You mean like ATF? How about FBI? How about the DOJ? You realize none of them have any true constitutional authority, right? Yeah, they're bureaucracies created to make laws and enforce them and keep the public in compliance through fear. Well, I'm done with the fear. I don't know about you. But we're the rightful masters of the courts. Now, of course, the courts can't be trusted. Some of them can. The court of Judge Roger Benitez, a fine constitutional scholar, if Mr. Clarence Thomas was a presiding judge in any other courtroom, he's a fine one. There are still some fine constitutional attorneys out there, but how many times have we seen courts get a hold of these cases and say, nope, assault weapons bans are constitutional? Even though it wouldn't pass the Bruin smell test of text and history, of course. But, well, we don't care about that because we want disarmed Americans because disarmed Americans equates to public safety. Bull fertilizer. Now, if you want a little case in point, there's an article out recently, and I'm not going to read it or even go into it, but Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat communist out of Minnesota, was actually giving forth the warning that Trump should not be reelected because he might appoint judges that will actually follow the Constitution. Not her exact words, but definitely the idea she was attempting to portray. They hate the Constitution anyway, people, these Democrat communists. You realize that Republicans and Democrats started decades ago the custom of reading the Constitution in the House and Senate, on the Senate floor. You understand, and each of them would read us a portion of it. You understand that Democrats don't attend those anymore, right? No, not one of them. Not one Democrat will attend the reading of the Constitution. And again, why should they? They're constitutional outlaws. They don't believe in the supreme law of the land. They're domestic enemies of the Constitution and therefore should be sitting in prison awaiting their trial, conviction, and a fine hanging. That's what needs to be going on. But they have no respect for the Constitution, nor will they ever. The Constitution gets in their way. Yes, even what was that justice on the Supreme Court claiming the First Amendment kind of inhibits the government, you know? Well, it's supposed to. So is the Second Amendment. My goodness, you people have not an inkling of what the Constitution actually is. The Constitution is a giant restraining order against the federal government. It tells you, you may not do this, you may not do that. You may not infringe people's right to speak freely. You may not impede their freedom of religion. You cannot prohibit the worship, the free exercise thereof. You may not in any way, shape, and form infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. But yet, what do? They assault it with impunity. And so, as I often do, whenever one of these things comes up, I will reword and change the wording of my constitutional of my the resolution of noncompliance. And so I'm rewriting the resolution of noncompliance. I'm going to give it to you in rough draft if you'd like to hear it. And if you want to suggest any edits, you're more than welcome to Royce@ShootingStraightRadio.com. But in the meantime, here's the rough draft. And it's entitled, totally different meaning. It's titled Resolution of Noncompliance with New ATF Rule. Here it is. Whereas the Second Amendment within the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and all laws repugnant thereto are automatically nullified at the whim of the people, meaning that all gun control laws may be declared, therefore, null and void by the people, as well as all executive orders from any presidential administration that infringe the right to keep and bear arms. And whereas all gun control laws, beginning with the National Firearms Act of 1934, are indeed willful violations of against the Constitution, as well as intentional assaults against the Second Amendment, and they are treasonous acts of criminal aggression against the people and their God-given rights, because they assault the security of the free state by infringing the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and whereas encompassed within the right to keep and bear arms is the implied right to build, buy, sell, or trade firearms, accessories, and ammunition, and that the word arms includes all arms capable of being used to wage warfare when necessary, and whereas we the people are the rightful masters of the Constitution and the courts and have the final say in what laws we will accept or reject, and are not legally bound by any constitutionally dyslexic laws or rules decreed from federal bureaucracies. And whereas the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or the BATFE, which has no constitutional authority whatsoever, since its beginning has been nothing less than a violent criminal organization, having thus far murdered over 10,000 American citizens and are now emboldened to continue even further in their violent ways because, like all hardened criminals, they have never faced any retribution for their many crimes of murder, poisoning, arson, gun trafficking, theft, intimidation, perjury, and many others. And they now perceive themselves to be not only above all laws, but now actually presume themselves to be a lawmaking body that may circumvent Congress and simply issue rules that they wrongly declare to have the force of law. And whereas it is common knowledge that the BATFE has been illegally creating and maintaining an illegal federal gun registry, which they hope to augment by crafting backdoor rules to establish so-called universal background checks, which will mandate such a registry to be continued and expanded and lead America closer to total gun confiscation, which is the aim of the current despotic communist presidential regime under Joseph Biden and the Democrat Communist Party. And this latest rule change, falsely alleged to be authorized by the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, that redefines the simple term engaged in the business to be a convoluted, vague set of standards that could easily ensnare innocent gun owners and create potential violent confrontations. And whereas we the people are not required by any sense of propriety, loyalty, legality, constitutionality, virtue, or courtesy to continually suffer the abuses and assaults of our rights, nor are we required to lend credence to such aggressive anti-American rules and laws by yielding our compliance therewith, nor may we be forced to comply with any infringements and simply hope the courts will eventually rule along constitutional lines to remove such infringements. And we, the armed American people, are the last line of defense for our liberties, rights, and freedoms. and have every right to stand in defiance against any invasions of our country, our respective states, our homes, and our rights to freely and responsibly exercise our God-given rights regardless of any illegally crafted laws that forbid such, including this latest so-called rule change by the BATFE. Therefore, we the people are hereby resolved to ignore said rule change and declare that we possess the God-given right to resist any and all illegal enforcement of this illegal action by whatever means are prescribed by necessity. It is our prayer that the Biden administration and their thuggish lapdogs will forsake their actions, but if not, we declare the right to defy and resist it, so help us, God Almighty. We are the rightful masters of the Congress and the courts, and if we declare something null and void, it is indeed null and void, people. And I'm not reading any more from the resolution, I'm just speaking. It's null and void if we decide. I'd like for about at least 100 million of us who own firearms to send such a resolution right to the Alpha Tango Foxtrot. Yep, send it right to Stevie Dettelbach. Send it to Joe Biden. Send it to all the Democrat communists up there and tell them, yeah, you think you've closed this non-existent gun show loophole. You've done nothing of the sort. You haven't put a dent in crime. It won't make any kind of a dent in violent crime or gun trafficking, because the ATF excels in gun trafficking so well. It's not going to do anything. You do not get to continue infringing our rights, and we just sit here and take it. We're not going to take it. We don't have to take it. There's already a ruling under Bruin of the Supreme Court that shatters every gun control law on the books in America today. And when we the people say we're not complying, that means we're not going to comply, and that means you don't have any right to come enforce it, and if you do, it's an act of war. Govern yourselves accordingly. Catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep your powder dry. Definitely stay in contact with your reps. Let them know how you're thinking. It may make a difference. It may not make a difference. Who knows? This country is sliding down the toilet, I tell you what, right now. And it seems like we're swirling. Stay in contact with your reps. Stay armed up. Stay trained up. And never forget, incoming rounds always have the right of way. Royce out.